Although women generally get fewer opportunities than men to access education, they earn much less money than men, and they are less represented than men are at political and managerial levels. Women are the central pillars of the two fundamental institutions, families and villages. When they are not oppressed and their energy is organized collectively, women set the stage for more prosperous and just societies. We went to Almora in the Uttarakhand Himalayas in northern India to visit a success story of economic and political empowerment amongst women. Driving along the mountain roads, we saw many women collecting twigs and hay along the hill slopes, or carrying water on their heads, or knitting away. These beautiful but harsh lands never offered many work opportunities. And the main source of income here is the remittance from men that migrate or serve in the army. Here, a group of women, skilled in weaving, decided to join hands and create an organization that could sell the products they created. Between 1998 to 2000, women from every single village between the town of Almora and the forests of Binsa learned new skills in weaving and knitting and entered the export market with their products. Soon they discovered that together they could do what they could not do alone, and they started a weaving factory. They associated themselves with fashion designers, with international traders, and when their business became successful, they reinvested their profits in improving educational and health services for their children and their communities. They networked with other villages, where they started small weaving units, and they created a political forum so that more women could sit on policy decision-making seats. In order to facilitate women in managing their families while working, they gave many women the opportunity to work from home. And they even raised funds from the government and private donors for the construction of daycare centers and primary schools. A few years ago, the women's cooperative even bought a bus for picking them up from their homes every morning and dropping them back every evening. The small weaving center in Almora has now become a shareholding company of 800 women, united together in the Panchachuli Women Weavers Cooperative. 800 more women are being trained to expand the network of skilled and economically self-sufficient women in the region. And through solidarity and self-confidence, the cooperative is now bringing economic prosperity to the families of the women shareholders. Today, women in these Himalayan villages feel empowered in their families and amongst their communities. And today, for the first time ever, women weavers are a stakeholder group with political leverage. They influence local politics to support women in accessing opportunities and in claiming their rights. We really wish that this video report will spread the story of these women, of their successes and their challenges, of their achievements and their learning, and that it will inspire other women to gain confidence and be protagonists of their lives.